Hey everyone, Jim Phoenix here, and today we got a special What's Crackin'. We got a back-to-back. That's right. Two backs, two fronts, two sides, T&E, dogs and cats living together. That's Ghostbusters. This is Haunted Hospitals. What's Crackin'? Check out the T&E Spring Shiva from April 1st to the 7th. And of course, Haunted Hospital Season 5 starts April 5th. At 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific, ET phone home, go home, watch T&E, and listen to this awesome interview with none other than Kim Kidson from Haunted Hospital Season 5. Ooh, spookies. Hit it. Hey, everyone. Jim Phoenix here, and our next guest, oh my gosh, let's do a guessing game. From the T&E annual Spring Shivers programming events, this is part of the 150 hours of must-see TV from April 1st to the 7th on T&E Channel. I'll give you a hint. It's haunting. It's a hit new show. Season 5 airs on April 5th from 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. It's Haunted Hospitals. I've got with me none other than a star of Season 5, Kim Kidson. Kim, how are you?
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me today. I'm well.
Oh, glad to hear.
Really excited to chat with you today about Haunted Hospitals and the experience that was on the show, Season 5, Episode 2, which I will be on April 12th.
April 12th for Episode 2? That's awesome. I seen this episode, and I'm going to have to tell you, this one creeped me out. I think I dropped T&E Channel a line on that one. Of all the episodes I've seen and all the things I've seen before, this one creeps me out the most. Straight out, without giving too much away, is called Child Ghosts, correct?
Yes.
I know we can't talk too much about it because it hasn't come out yet, but we'll do some vague booking around this. Now, you are a nurse, yes?
Yes. You've been a nurse for 10 years now, travel nursing for 7 years. Travel nurse.
Okay, so travel nurse, how does that work?
So as travel nurses, I always say we're jack of all trades, master of none, because we're used to go into whatever facility needs help, whatever unit needs help, and kind of just hit the ground running those short staff locations and needs. So that often lands us in these very small remote communities that have limited healthcare professionals living in the community. Right. So they have to do fly in, fly out for a lot of the nurses and doctors.
And you were doing that for the last 7 years.
Yes, I've been travel nursing for 7 years, and now I do it for fun.
You do it for fun?
I do it for fun. I started my own travel nurse agency.
Did you really? Working
from home. I'm dispatching the other travel nurses now to locations.
Good for you.
I still do it for fun.
Did you ever see a location come up and like, yeah, I need a vacation? That sounds good.
Exactly. That place. That's how I end up everywhere that I ended up, except for Fort St. John.
And now, because it's a very small community, I'm doing the math in my head and I've got fingers and toes. I had to take my socks off for this one. But 7 years, that was pandemic time. So you were a travel nurse during the pandemic?
Yeah, before, during, and now.
And now. Okay, wow. So you've seen a lot. So you've seen a lot of stuff. And some of the things you've seen were hauntings, ghosts, right?
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
From your training as a nurse, is it more of like the science only, science first? We have to see it to believe it. It's bodies are just, you know, objects that can be manipulated and whatever. And then how does seeing a ghost fit into your view of science?
Well, I think it really just depends on your perspective as a person and how right. open-minded you are. Not necessarily like singled out to a specific career. Like with my interactions, as a nurse, there's been some interactions that have happened immediately after people passing. And I don't necessarily know if that's a haunting or just a movement of the spirit or energy in the room. But in most instances, when people pass, I don't feel like the spirits stay for a long period of time. And like, I don't feel like that's persons in that room every time I go in the room when the new person moves in. But I've been to some older locations where I appear and there's children playing, right, and there's no children around, and we don't have any children, necessarily being treated in the community, because when children are really sick, they get shipped out. So there's instances like that, that it's like, why are these child ghosts appearing when I don't have any history of working with any children in this community? So it makes me think that they've been there for a longer period of time than just having their spirit move.
Yeah, I think you're hitting it on the head, because when people die, and I've been around too much death lately, it's sometimes, the release of energy, whatever you want to call it, but it's not a lingering spirit. Where you're talking about, these are older institutions that have something that stayed there, either unfinished business or maybe for a kid, they just don't know. They're just trying to be playful and interact. How long were you at the place before you saw the child?
Well, I actually had, without giving too much information on the show, I think I hadn't actually seen the child. I heard the child. I felt the presence of the child. And it was more of an auditory interaction than anything. But then there was the instances of the child moving objects, which...
Right. As I mimed on camera, I'm not going to say what it is. Yeah, it was creepy, right?
Absolutely. And I actually have that videotaped live. But I'm so protective over that video, because it's like... confidentiality of the hospital is so important. I don't want to get into the wrong hands, but I did show the crew the video, and everyone was just like completely taken back with the movement of objects in the video and the distance of the objects being moved.
Right. It's one of those things. I'm a bit of a doubter sometimes. Do I believe? Yes, I believe. But I also try to do the very scientific, what could it be possibly. And when I first saw it, I'm like, oh, maybe it's this. But then the way it was described, I'm like, well, if it was that, it wouldn't do it this way. It would do, without giving anything away, right? It would go another way. It would be more linear instead of like travel. Let's vague it that way. And so now... Yeah.
I think some important factors are also like the age of the hospital, the fact the hospital had never been renovated. And so there's certain circumstances that you would think, well, this could cause that. But based on the fact that the hospital had never been renovated and based on certain circumstances, it's like, but I don't think that is true, because it just doesn't make sense.
And I love it. And I love that this is something that it can really stick with you. At any time, did you ever think, as I'm teaching Hamlet right now in another life, do you ever think that maybe it wasn't a child you're hearing, but a demon disguised as a child?
I didn't.
But now, did this make that thought happen? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
But that thought happened to you. When I rewatched the episode, there was some of the paranormal investigators, some of their comments made me think that. But talking to the team, I didn't feel that it was disguised, because the impression that I got was most of the time was jovial and teasing,
right?
Not
it doesn't move beyond benign.
Not mean, but I did feel like as if in some cases I physically couldn't respond like I would have and wanted to, because I couldn't move to a certain area to seek. I just felt like there was a pressure on my shoulders in some cases without giving too much
away. Right. So without giving too much away,
I felt like I couldn't move away from the interaction because of that pressure. So in those cases I felt, a little bit uneasy, but in every other circumstance with that spirit, I felt it was more of like a teasing, like, oh, this girl knows that I'm here, so let's see how crazy we can make her. More so like that.
Right.
Than a, I'm going to hurt her and have like
attach, ruin your life,
be harmful intent. But then there was like another interaction in the video that they listed that was not with the child.
Right.
And I felt like he could have been a little like that interaction could have been a little bit more evil than it actually worked out to be if he did have bad intent, just based on like the presence and the temperature that I felt from that interaction.
Explain the temperature, please.
So in that interaction, I saw a figure, and then I went to investigate and the figure was gone. Right. And so then I left and came back, and then my patient had startled, and I thought she startled because I was in the room looking around, being a creeper, looking for this man and trying to clean up the room and everything else while I was in there. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. And then because of her reaction, it made me realize once I realized there was a presence there, that she wasn't scared of me. She was scared of the presence. Of
the presence.
And I felt it was like very, very, very cold. And the hospital was like, you know, kind of in the north, I guess. Like it was cold, but the window wasn't open. And like the register in the room was on, like the heat was on. So it was just like instantly like so cold, as if it felt like the window was open. And then, I froze, like I couldn't move, but I could see like the figure. And then when I was able to move again, like I felt like control, I went to look to make sure the window was, I was hoping the window was open, to be honest. Like,
please be open.
And the window was closed and locked. Oh, like, oh my gosh. Like, yeah, right. So
it's hard to explain.
Based on that, I was like that was like a draw of energy. It was freezing cold. And if the window was open, that would have been like I would have been understanding like, oh, it was cold because the window was open. But in this instance, it was instantly cold because there was a presence that made it cold.
Now, and this all happens on Haunted Hospital Season 5 on the TNA channel. Starts April 5th, but your episode's on the Doing Math to 12th.
Yes.
Yes, I did math correctly. Yes. And we are with Kim Kidson. And I'm going to say this. I have my own theories, which we could always discuss after, for that particular entity, and it might do with the possible theories of what the entity might have been versus the child entity. See, I think that the kid was, you know, a kid. You know, if you have little kids play with you, sometimes they just want the attention, so you acknowledge their presence and they leave you alone a bit. So it might have been like, oh, someone can see me. I finally can play with someone. That type of thing, right? Mm-hmm. Or the other one, if I'm correct from watching the episode, which I can't talk about right now, but it might be because of who the ghost might have been. It gets to be colder, more sterile, not demonic, but maybe a little less pure of intent. Yeah.
Yes,
for about sure. saying we're talking about an episode we can't talk about, so it's like going around it, but okay, so we see about the same thing. Cool.
Yeah,
I think so.
How that figure is portrayed in the episode is not how it was in real life, if I'm being completely honest with you. Okay. Like, the team did a really amazing job on everything, but in my mind I still have that figure of what he looked like. And talking to other people, I have talked to other people that have describe that same figure back to me. And it's just like, is that man from that hospital in that location, or was he just visiting there? Because there's been people that I've talked to, I'm like, oh, I had this crazy interaction. It starts usually with the child interaction because that's okay. The most interesting for a lot of people. And then I'm like, oh, well, this other thing happened. And as I describe the man, you know, being how he is,
right,
sort of a silhouette, they're like, oh, wow, like I have had an experience with somebody like that. Like one girl said she was like driving and then she looked in the rearview mirror and the man that I explained was like how she would explain the man looking back at her in the rearview mirror. And then she thought like she was going to die while she was driving because that's the vibe she got. But then when she got home, her cat was dead.
Oh, boy.
So it was like, was that something that was that like the
premonition of?
Yeah. Like her, like the ghost of death or like
right.
What have you, you know, you just like never really know. But I just like thought it was weird because I'm like, oh yeah, and this other thing happened. She's like, I saw a man that looked like how you described it too. And I thought, wow, that's really wild.
Is part of this, my mom was a nurse and I've heard stories as well. And because some of the shifts, people that don't know, nurses work like all hours because obviously people aren't just sick in the hospital for a certain amount of hours. They're there all day. And I was like, oh, sorry, time to go home. I was sick for a while. Now I have to go home. I'll come back later. Okay. No, you're there in your hospital bed. And a lot of death has to happen in the hospital because, you know, that's how life is. So did the time of day come to affect this? Was it spookier at night versus the morning? Is this something that can be explained just by regular late graveyard hours? No pun intended.
Always at night between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m.
Okay, so it was punctual between those times.
The little girl was like very punctual between those times.
Okay.
The other one.
Yeah.
The other one, sorry, I said too much, but anyway,
the other one
was just a one night thing and it happened throughout the night. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did anyone die that night? If you can
not
tell
me. Not that night. And that patient in that room, she died like 6 months later.
Oh, so it's a little bit delayed then. Okay.
Yeah. So like, I don't know why he was there or anything.
He's like, oh, too early. Got to leave. No, it could be. But again, you know, your colleagues saw the entity in the rear view mirror and then the cat was dead. So not necessarily had to be attached to that person, but maybe someone they knew died or someone that else was going to be there, you know?
Yeah.
Or just.
Or maybe the girl who saw the same figure had nothing to do with it. But right. I just thought it was crazy. Like, you know, like I'm telling you, I'm describing this to you and you're saying I've seen the same thing. And it's like, but it's not a physical thing.
Yeah.
You know,
it's the entity of. And this is the amazing thing about the T&E channel. And they always do. Okay. I'm a big horror fan and I love ghost stories. But the child ghost stories from season 5, your episode, are freaky. They're scary. I don't know if it's something like the kids in general are just kind of freaking scary to me, maybe. I don't know. Ex-wife, hello. And then your episode is fantastic. And I mean that in a lot of the sense. It's beautifully done and the stories are compelling. And I was hooked. I wanted to see what happened and I wanted to make sure like if everyone's okay afterwards. I'm like, my gosh, everyone okay? Jesus, this is scary, man.
Yeah.
So do you watch the episode after they shoot it and they cut it and edit it? What's your reaction when you're watching the episode that you're in?
At first it was like, I actually cried because I was like,
really? Oh my God.
I can't believe that they did this so well. Like there's always few things that they like changed or maybe didn't change, but like just didn't interpret what was in my brain
right.
specifically, but they did it so well. Super weird seeing yourself on camera. When I was I watched it with a friend who actually was working with me at that hospital at that time and was part of the after interaction. And she was like, oh my gosh, I remember when that happened in the nurse's station. Oh, and I was like, oh my gosh, you were there. Like, you know, right? And she remembers and she's like, that's how it was. So it was really cool to see that, and that I was able to explain it and they were able to capture it so perfectly.
No, I remember the scene. I'm smiling. I can't describe it because, you know, spoilers, but I was like, oh yeah, I'd be definitely doing the same thing. Like, and
yeah, we're just like, oh like, my gosh, what's going on here? And actually, you know, that happened during the day, the next day, because the staff meeting was at lunchtime. And I was like, I couldn't even sleep because of everything that had happened the night before. It was my last night shift. So I thankfully had some days off to like recover, but I didn't sleep because I was planning on sleeping from like 7:30 to 11:30 before going in at 12 for the staff meeting. But I couldn't sleep and I just like went in and then I'm like, am I hallucinating? Like, is this happening again? But then when everyone else was like, that was what happened. That's what you told us about. I'm like, yeah, it's happening. It's still happening. And then we just, okay, well, let's just let it happen then because we don't want to interfere with that.
Yes. Let it happen because, and I won't give any spoilers, but there's something that happens later on. We're like, really? Who thought that was a good idea? You know, yeah. Once you see the episode, everyone will probably have the same like, oh yeah, no, that's not good.
No, it's not good. And then I actually found out more stuff about the end of the episode.
Really?
So after the filming, because I was like doing some investigations, I had as much as my story, but then everyone on the show was asking about more information. I'm like, you know what? I need more information. So I went and I talked to some locals and I found out some things that happened after that, which was really interesting.
Well, that's amazing. And I think this goes to show you the power of watching it again, refreshing your memory. And if you want to watch this episode again, TNE Channel's annual Spring Shivers, halfway to Halloween, so soon, it's got from April 1st to the 7th for that. But Haunted Hospital Season 5 drops April 5th. And this episode is April 12th. It got 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific, ET, phone home. Go home and watch this. I'm going to watch it again. I'm not going to lie. I watched it. It's scary. I'm going to watch it again. I love the TNE channel for this. And I just want to thank you so much for sharing your story and for being a nurse. Both. Twofer. Yeah, twofer. Thank you for me today. Kim, is there anything you want to say to the fans and followers out there?
I think like more so... just that if you were to ever have any spiritual interactions with any entity or spirits, to just like believe that you're protected, because in my opinion, like your beliefs is what's going to protect you. So if you were to ever have an interaction and you felt threatened, just to know that, you know, you're bigger than that and that you can stay safe.
That's very cool. And that's awesome. And I can't wait to see this again. And your episode on TNE channel is on April 12th at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific.
Yes.
Haunted Hospital, Season 5. I love it. Thank you very much, Kim. Bye, y'all.